Our next case this evening is case number 12,322, Jason and Shanda Babbitt seek a variance from the rear yard requirements for a proposed screen porch, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Lone Palm Way, approximately 409 feet south of Barefoot Circle in the Spring Breeze subdivision. The 911 address is 30365 Lone Palm Way, Harbison. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 707.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed screen porch. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 1 letter of objection, and 0 mail returns. The letter of objection was received today from the president of the HOA, stating that the HOA was not made aware of the variance request and will not allow it. No other comments have been received. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Shanda Babbitt, 30365 Lone Palm Way, Harbison, Delaware.
Jason Babbitt, 30365 Lone Palm Way, Harbison, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
We do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Please tell
us. You guys exhausted now?
No, but we will be by the end of the evening. Well, we've had them go longer. One.
I do have 3 letters from our neighboring. Got them?
So explain your request and address the standards for us, please.
Okay. Number one, the uniqueness of the property. Our property sits on a curvature of the street, so the house is sitting on an angle. So the rear of the property only allows for 9.2 feet of a deck or anything on a screened-in porch. It can otherwise not be developed. There's tree lines that are behind us, so there's nothing that is behind us, and actually, if you can see, there's all trees behind us for about, I'd say, at least 20 feet. We're about 28 feet from either neighbor as well. If I did not have the variance, there would be a 9.2-foot porch or a screened-in porch, and at a 4-foot table and 2 chairs on either side. There's only about a foot on either side if you walk around it. And I have 2 elderly, one on each side, one elderly father and one elderly mother-in-law, and they both, one has a walker, one has a cane, and to be able to sit down, have dinner, and walk around creates a safety hazard for that. Not created by the applicant, we were made aware too late in the process that the house is going to sit so far back on the property and that we're only going to have the 9.2 feet. We're not altering the essential character of the neighborhood. You can't even see the rear of the home from the street or from either side because of the 27 feet on one side, 28 feet on the other side. And when you're looking directly at the house, the screened-in porch is going to sit directly within the footprint of the home. Minimum variance, the minimum required variance is about 2.2 feet, 10 inches, not even the 3 feet, just to get to the 12-foot point of our deck. Want me to continue on? I do have the letters from the neighbors. We did speak to the 3 neighbors, on either, 2 neighbors on one side, 1 neighbor on the other side, in regards to the screened-in porch. None of them have had any opposition to it. The requirement of the screened-in porch for us, more than anything, is that we have a daughter who is extremely allergic to mosquitoes, and we actually carry an EpiPen with us because of that, and she blows up in every shape or form. So to be able to sit out here, even though we're new to the neighborhood, my parents actually have owned a house here for 15 years, and we know that she'd get taken away by the bugs. I do have pictures on our phone with the rear, but obviously you have the pictures of how far back we are in terms of where the tree line is as well, so there's nobody behind us or on either side of us. I just wanted to address the opposition email. It was from the HOA. We haven't addressed it to them at all because we came for the variance first, because I wasn't going to put $1,000 out to the HOA if I don't have the variance to even go forward to it. That's what they require. They require $1,000 in their account for them to even suggest, okay, you can't have that now. So,
you drive a hard bargain.
Thank you.
Okay. I think I answered all the questions, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Are there questions from members of the board?
I think you presented very well.
Thank you.
Steps are off the side, right?
Correct.
Yes, they will be.
No questions? How about Mr. Sharp?
Did you look at adding to the side yard instead of the rear yard?
The HOA won't allow that because it has to be within the footprint of the home.
So they won't allow you to expand to the side?
Wow. They're not, they don't want to let him, let them do that. That, it doesn't matter. If they could do it and it was okay, we could grant it because it would come within the setbacks of the county.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying.
But they may have the restrictions and covenants that says you
can't. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because there does need some room on the side where if they could build, maybe it would be out and it would look a little different. And I mean, not square with the house, but from what the applicant's saying, the HOA regulations.
Are there deed restrictions?
Well, we're starting to find this out now.
No, to build on the side of the house, you mean?
Yeah, the only, it's not a, the county says that you can build within your building setback envelope, but your deed restrictions or covenants may say that you cannot.
They just want it to be, if you're looking at the home from.
But is that like verbal they want it, or do you actually, have you read that in your deed restrictions and covenants?
That is just talking to members of the board.
Okay. What we would suggest, and we can leave this open, is that you look at it yourselves or maybe get some legal counsel to see if your deed restrictions or covenants do limit that, because it may not. And if that's the case, then you could build to the side. And again, you may want to get legal counsel, because I'm not going to say if it does or doesn't. Say that you can or can't, but it would just seem really strange. Usually it is more restrictive than the county's requirements.
The only problem to that is we've just spent almost $5,000 on the deck on the rear of the home.
Oh, you already put the deck in?
We have the deck out, and it's all, we have the permits and everything is all fine.
You got the permits, okay, and did you build it?
Yes.
We did it.
Why?
Well, if it gets screened in porch or not, we're still going to have some sort of deck on the back.
Well, here's the thing. You got a permit, and on that permit, it told you what the setback requirements were.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we meet the setback requirements because my footprint of the deck, the posts are at my setback. My open air.
You wouldn't be before us if you met the setback requirements.
Well, no, they say because it's open air for 12 feet. So to be able to enclose that porch, that's where we need the variance.
The deck's.
I'm sorry, my misspoke. Okay. We didn't build the screened porch. We built just the deck.
Itself. Okay, fair enough.
There we go.
Okay, well that answers the rest of the questions. At least for me.
I guess just one. Is there, just for the record, is there a physical reason? If the HOA said you could do it, that you could not build to the side, is there like a tree? Is there a septic? Is there a sewer line? Anything like that?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning is on the side of the house, but not necessarily.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm just curiosity. I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? There are two hands to be noted. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I'm afraid to turn around.
No need.
You're okay.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,322 in the standards for the granting of the variance.
Very well.
I have one question before we move forward. So you built the deck. Were your intentions to put the screen porch on all the time, but you just built the deck?
No,
or just did you build the deck and say, well,
the bugs are a problem here.
Okay. Never mind the fact that you need an EpiPen, right?
Oh,
yeah.
It's not a fun thing.
I'm sure. Okay, so I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So a motion and a second. So, by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a good evening.